All right, so the title of this thing explains what I'm interested in, and namely, looking at some algal-type light curves that have been studied in the past, but they're messy and they've been neglected. One such object is our era. Period is 4.4 days. This is a light curve from 1986, and you can see the primaries fit very well, but there's lots of scatter in there. So is this stuff, what is it from? Variable accretion? Because this built up over months or years. So it could be secular variation. This is another one from the late 80s, and this fit this hump here, or this dip right here, as a secondary eclipse, but its eccentricity shifted. Also notice here we have these two dips. A note about this is the eccentricity needed for this is 0.43, which is pretty eccentric for a closed binary. I think the tidal dampening would circularize that. So how do we get around secular variations? We need to look at the thing straight through, one orbit. And you can't do that from the ground, 4.4 days. So I found some data taken in 1989, mostly using the IUE. And the 89 data wasn't published until just last year. So all of the figures coming up you can find in that paper. So here's the light curves for all of the IUE data. You can see the secular variations. But notice the best data set is the 1989 in black. So that's what I'm concentrating on. And if you look at these dips, you can see that going to longer wavelength, they get shallower, just like a primary eclipse. So they work like primary eclipses. So something cool is eclipsing the primary star. And if you also look at the normalized partial light curves from two other epochs, they show both dips. So neither of these could be a secondary eclipse. You would have the cool star, the bright star, the hot star in front of the cool star. All right, so in the modeling, if you just put in the parameters for the stars, you would fit the primary eclipse and then nothing else. So assuming these things are something cool eclipsing the primary star, I did the easiest thing, which we put in something cool. So these would be like circular cool clouds or spots in the line of sight to the primary star. And this is what fits the best, two clouds or two spots, and this is through the first half of the orbit. So are these cool spots on a B9 type star? Probably not. If we then just illustrate what this could be indicating is where we see these spots or these clouds eclipsing the star would be where the accretion disk, an eccentric accretion disk, is closest to the star. So this is the illustration. So around phase 0.4, where the light curve gets bright again, the eccentricity of the accretion disk combined with the inclination of the orbit lets us look over top of the accretion disk and see the bright star. And just as a note, we did a lot of spectroscopy, and if you take a look through this stuff, it supports the idea of the accretion disk, especially with these very cool ions following this pattern, moving away from us just before the eclipse and then moving toward us just after the eclipse. So I do have a poster, E16. Thanks.
Thank you.